Hello. Who else is here?
Hi, Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie, how are you doing?
Hi. I'm good. Hey, isn't that kind of setting?
Are ya?
Yep, yep.
Yeah, I know. Once I got into that book, I could not put it down.
Oh, it's hard to get my work done.
Well, I just decided to hurry up and get it over. I knew Char was about 100 pages ahead of me, and I couldn't have that. So she'd call me and say, oh, my gosh, what I read, and I wouldn't jump ahead. So I just kept racing through that book, and my goodness, glad I did. Anyway, well, good. I'm glad you're reading it. There's a lot of great information there, and it just validates. It really gives us all the background for what it is that we're doing and all this other stuff that we're reading. So,
got it for my son and gave it to him already.
Well, good.
He's on a trip and said he'd read it on the way.
Wonderful. Wonderful. How old is he?
He's 40-something.
Yeah, good.
He's in his 40s.
Yeah, good. I've got my son and daughter-in-law taking a look as well, so.
My husband died of a heart attack, so I'm sure this would have helped me, you know, when I look back on it. And my son's at risk, so got the book now, and next I'll have his wife read it. I'll beg her if I have to.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't gotten them to commit to read that book. They do have the rave and the DVD, and I think they'll be paid. I think they will definitely do it. They lost a real good friend this couple days ago from cancer, 40 years bad. One of their closest friends. Yeah, it's terrible. Okay, let's see who else is here. Good morning. This is the lifestyle or the advanced lifestyle call, and Mary Lou. And you know, those of you that want to give points as you're given your name and where you are, why don't we go ahead and do that right off the bat?
Way, California, 9.
Okay, way. Job. I had a 9 as well. Did everything, but I had not such a good snack last night. wasn't terrible, but it was.
I will tell you more about that after you get started.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, golly, we've got lots of people on here, so we will definitely find out if anybody's got any questions. Is there anyone here that wants to give any points? Let us know that you're here.
Mary Lou, could people star 4, please?
Okay, everybody, could you star 4?
Thank you.
MySoft 2.
Bonnie 9.
Hey, Monty, good morning.
Good morning.
I guess we were all in shock because of the sunshine yesterday.
Got that right.
What a gorgeous day. Okay.
I'm going to have to be leaving about 20 after 7 this morning.
Oh, okay.
Got a couple appointments.
Okay, well, golly, before you leave, you got a couple appointments. Okay. Before you leave, you have any thing you want to share with the group this morning, Monty? Monty Coho?
Monty Coho. No, just, you know, other than, you know, I just think this whole, the whole new way of idea of eating and thinking and everything else, you know, with the tweaking of the lifestyle program and how we can incorporate what we're now doing, you know, into that in our food and our, it's just, you know, to me, it's just the, in reading the China study and understanding the research that was put behind that, and all the references are there in case, you know, sometimes we can always read books, but there's not a lot of references, but they supposedly give us a whole lot of great information. But when you got references that you can go to, particularly for every chapter, and check things out and that is talked about in that particular chapter, just again for verification or validation, to me, I think is marvelous. And when Dr. Campbell has put what he has put into this, and the eyes and ears that he's opening up across America, particularly when it comes to diseases, and what is the main cause of that here in our Western diet, and, you know, you look at the Western, you know, you know, the North America area here, and then you look at Europe as an example, but yet you look at your Asian countries and other countries that are more on a plant-based diet, and they don't seem to have all the diseases that we have. You know, and I think I was listening to one of Dr. McDougall's DVDs or someplace, they were talking about these people that are real bad, heavy smokers, and not only are they heavy smokers, but they actually go into rooms where this smoke is from all this, whatever they're smoking, is just absolutely thick. You know, and you would think, of course, that people that smoke cigarettes, you know, have a lot of lung cancer, but these people didn't have that particular disease. And then when again, it all went back again based to being a plant-based diet. So when you can eat a plant-based diet and you can then get to your body the nutrition that it needs and the food that it needs, you're not putting anything into the body that, in my opinion, now after reading the China study and the RAVE diet and Dr. McDougall's books and Esselstein's book about heart disease and everything else, when we put something foreign into our body just doesn't accept it and doesn't treat it right. So to me, when we're eating things that we shouldn't be eating, we get the results of that, and that is, unfortunately, most diseases.
Yeah.
Come on, Mary Lou. This is Huey. I have a comment to make.
Okay.
Anyway, we're listening 10 hours of nutritional study by the month, and one of the things, it's only up until now, I really listen to my body, what I put in and everything. And he did say, you know, well, go ahead, try and have some sugary stuff before you go to sleep. You will have nightmare or very drastic sort of dream, et cetera. I said, okay, let me try this a few nights. I said, I just do a force serum. I kind of need. And he also mentioned that any mental people have mental disorder, depression, anything, all you need to do is just take off sugars in their diet to help that.
Sugar,
makes sense because it's a green food, which is very acidic, goes straight to your brain. But anyway, like last night, I had some apple strudel. Obviously, had nice, good cause of sugar in it, and then I did really have very nice graphic dreams. And the night before, I tried had a little bit of ice cream. Not that much, but the ice cream had some sugar in it, and had the same thing. So that I will agree to. So I thought that was a quite. I like it testing that now I have more awareness in my body, and my body's so clean, so it's not as crowded before, then you're not knowing what isn't causing all this stuff. But now, you know, when your body's so clean state, the way we're eating, and then putting something else that's not good for it, then, you will tell, just being observant. So, I did have those two experiences of vivid dreams and graphics, that kind of stuff, and that's very true.
Yeah, so, I agree. I agree. And remember when Steve Roberts was on the call, I remember I was glancing at his notes this morning and now I've lost them, but I remember him saying, that sugar is like a poison in your body. And it reminded me, we have a friend whose whole entire family has been... sugar. They had sugar plantations and everything, and actually this gal is terrible allergies to sugar, but she said if they just discovered sugar today, it would be declared a poison, a lethal poison. So that is very, very, no wonder we get nightmares. And you said the way that the sugar acid and goes right to the brain. Did I lose everybody?
No.
Okay.
It's very acidic.
You were kind of breaking up, so I was trying to kind of... it's very acidic, and it goes right to the brain, and you'll end up having nightmares if you eat that before you go to bed.
Right. All the mental disease, all the mental institution, if you go in there and remove everything that has sugar and everything in it, you don't need to put them on drugs.
Wow. Okay. All right. Any comments, anybody? Anybody have any comments? Anybody have any questions? Because this is the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and we are here for some of you that are new. This is all new information for you.
I have a question.
Okay.
Phyllis, I do like my sweet rolls, and I have been getting better. If I have too much sugar, I can't tolerate it. However, does this mean even like if I make blueberry muffins or something and I use the natural sugar, which they claim is good for your heart and all that, because I'm switching over to the, you know, the better sugars and stuff. And by that, I don't mean the brown sugar. That I mean the, I can't remember what it's called.
Sugar in the raw?
No, it's even better than that. It's, let's see, I'll find it.
Okay.
So my question, though, is, does that mean everything? Okay, it's called xylitol.
Oh, does it start with an X?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you don't use near as much of that, do you?
No, because it's not, well, it's not as sweet, but they claim it's good for the heart, and, you know, they claim it's beneficial. So I was just wondering if that's okay.
So, I don't know. I'm not that familiar with it. I don't know. I do know LaVon Wagenbach told me that she uses that. I know that, you know, like the blueberry, you know, I make blueberry muffins still, but I have found that you can cut the sugar way, way, way back. And
uh-huh.
Still have the same taste, you know. And Char really uses a lot of the stevia, you know, stevia, because that's a natural herb. But does anybody on the call know that much about xylitol? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
All the dentists love it and everything else, but through my research, I haven't much research on it. And all the dentists and everyone else think this is the extract from a natural source and toy states, that kind of stuff. But I haven't really researched myself, but it is, they recommend using that or having xylitol chewing gum that converts with sugar, obviously. So, and that's it. I don't know. I've noticed the dentists are very pro that, so.
Well, it cuts down cavities. They've used it in, they did a study in Mexico, and they found that they let the children chew it for, I think it was 10 minutes. During the day or something, it did cut down back on the bacteria and tooth decay.
So what sounds that spell?
It's XY, let's see, just a sec. It's XYLITOL.
Thank you.
There goes Monty. Thank you, Monty. We'll find out.
Yeah, I find it has also a natural food shop as well. But I think in general, sugar, anything from cane or anything that's from just those kind of like, yeah, that's pretty much a drug. So any sweetened. And I think everything is an addictive. I know since I have not touched anything that's sweet, it's better your body anymore. So the moment when you start putting something in and then you say, oh, yeah, I want this stuff more. So just I think it's a big, big thing. It's got to do with the addiction. As well. So once you just remove yourself from it, your body don't feel or crave. I kind of did it for experiment's sake for the last few nights just to, you know, see what, how true this is, you know. So I think that's all come down to. So I just don't choose to have any.
Well, I think it's unrealistic to say that people can go through the rest of their life without having something, you know, without having something. And I wish I could find those notes now, but we have found ways to make our wheat with more natural food. With
like brown rice, sugar, and, you know, even...
Okay, maple
syrup would be good, too.
Yes, it would. Okay. Yeah, the natural maple sugar.
The real stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of the tree.
Pardon me?
Stuff out of the tree.
Right. Absolutely.
Mary Lou?
Yes.
Could you send down the blueberry muffin recipe?
My blueberry muffin recipe?
Uh-huh.
Sure. It came off my oat bran box. And.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just cut my sugar way back, and where it says oil, I use applesauce in place of oil.
What about eggs?
It doesn't call for, I don't think I've made it since I've been off eggs, but I do have an egg substitute anyway.
Okay.
But I've cleaned my freezer yesterday. I've got to make up a bunch of muffins, I think, because my, there are a lot of blueberries in there, and it's blueberry season again, so. But the egg substitute, are you familiar with the egg substitute?
What's the brand name on it?
The egg substitute?
Yeah.
Well, the one I got is Energy, and it's E-N-E-R-G. It's
and what, where do you find it?
I found it in a health food store, and it's just an egg replacer.
So grocery stores do not carry it?
They might.
I will.
An egg replacer is lecithin, soy flour, and a couple other stuff, so it makes it like a sticky consistency. That's what it's trying to do.
In the vegan book, it says that you can take a flaxseed and grind it up fine, put water in, soak it, and that will make a substitute for egg also.
Oh, wow, that's a great thing.
Can you repeat that, please?
Beg pardon?
Oh, yeah.
Right now, take a tablespoon of flaxseed and grind it up very fine, and then put water in it, and that will be a substitute for egg.
Tablespoon.
I think it's a tablespoon of flaxseed. Let me look that, and I'll look it up and tell you tomorrow the amount.
But they cost quite a bit for the egg replacer per pound, so that sounds very good.
Yeah, I haven't tried it, so.
Well, it seems like it would be a lot more healthy, Mary Jane, the flaxseed. And we've always got that at home, so I would love to know what that, how much of that you use.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try to look it up. I might be able to get you that before the end of the call. Looking it up now. Okay.
There's also a flaxseed that you can buy that's really finely ground in a box.
There's already finely ground?
Uh-huh. Let me see the name online.
Okay, well, my thought on that, I've always heard, and I could be wrong, but I've always heard that it's best to buy the seed and grind it right before you eat it because that's where you're getting the benefit of the oil.
Yeah.
Well, but if you're buying it specifically to use as an egg, this might be more convenient.
Yeah.
It's Hodgson's milk flaxseed. Comes in a box.
What was it called again?
Hodgson. Mill. That's the brand name. It's in a brown box. Milled flaxseed.
Mm-hmm.
All natural.
Okay. I do have I've got a little coffee grinder that I just put my flaxseed in it right before I'm going to eat it or use it.
I wonder if you could use the bullet.
Absolutely. Oh, you probably could. Probably could, but it is fine. Pardon me, Wei, you're breaking up very badly.
Does the bullet do dry stuff?
I think it does. Didn't they do coffee ground?
Isn't it a cup of grinding? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, anyway, this is Onita.
Hi, Onita.
Hi. Yeah, mine does dry things, so.
Okay. There we go. I think if I grab my little cookbook, my little book.
I've got it. Yeah, I've got it in my cookbook now. A tablespoon of finely ground flaxseed blended with 3 tablespoons of water. We'll replace one egg.
Finely ground flaxseed. 1 tablespoon of finely ground flaxseed and 3 tablespoons of water can be used equivalent to 1 egg.
Yeah, and you use it until it's whip it until it's frothy.
Frothy. Okay. Wow, what a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, I had some coconut oil, the harder stuff, you know, and I had gotten it, I think, at Walmart, and it was cheap. I don't know if Kathleen's on the call, but she opened it up and smelled it and brought me some real coconut oil. Well, I couldn't just throw this stuff away, you know, because I had a couple of things of it. And when we were over at the Diamond Summit, Char was whipping up butter with coconut oil and flaxseed oil and a little bit of sea salt. Mary Dean was on yesterday, and she said that she had done her version, but she'd actually done it with seeds, so she had butter, nutty butter. That would be good, too. So I tried it, and, oh, it's just got wonderful flavor, but I think flaxseed oil needs to be refrigerated, so this stuff sets up so hard. Anybody have any clue on that? And I don't think I can leave that out at room temperature once it's got the flaxseed oil in it.
And coconut oil tends to go liquidy, too, in room temperature.
Yeah, so I guess I just have to bear with it, and maybe I'll just use it when I'm cooking. But it's, to taste it, it is delicious. And Char just was doing it in the Magic Bullet. That's what reminded me.
My box of flaxseed says to refrigerate, and I bought a thing of brown rice yesterday that also said to refrigerate, which I've never done.
Yep, I've always refrigerated my seeds.
Really?
Because that's what they say to do. Otherwise, they'll get old.
I've never done that. I'm in a refrigerator.
I go and break mine down, put them in a jar and
in
the refrigerator. Yes.
Mary, let me break in here real quick, and then I got to run. I'm trying to help Phyllis out here a little bit, and I'll do some more research, Phyllis. But what I've found is that plums, strawberries, and raspberries are often rich sources of xylitol, which have been demonstrated to have benefits on preventing tooth decays, cavities, plaque formation, and ear infection, and helping improve skin and bone condition. So it's a natural, it seems like it must be a natural source, and I haven't got into it far enough yet to tell you that, but it definitely is high in plums, strawberries, and raspberries, and are rich sources of xylitol.
So I guess because when I'm sure it's not processed to death, huh?
Well, yeah, I haven't got into that. And of course, you know, when research starts to find things out, there are always companies that do start to get in and, you know, see a market and then develop something and put it on the market. But it looks like it's in its natural form, can be in plums, strawberries, and raspberries. So I'll do some more, but I got to run.
Thank you,
Monty.
Have a great call. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, I've got a question yesterday, and maybe you guys that have not here a while can help me with it. It has to do with gas. I had somebody question me on it, and I know I've gone through some times, and it seems like it's when I've had a lot of the fiber, a lot more of, well, I want to say beans and rice, and I'm trying to connect where that might be. But anyway, someone else also contacted me and asked if anybody was having any discomfort with the gas since they've been on this program.
This is Clay.
Yes?
Since I've noticed also my gas increases, so, well, obviously, it's obvious that I start with the milk that eliminates it totally, but then since I start increasing the grains and more, I guess, fiber stuff, I start getting more gas stuff too. So I don't know. I guess it's a snack way to release it. But I noticed I'm trying to do more balance, and then yet I have that gas return again. So also along with having more.
Okay, you kind of broke up there, but I think what you said, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that you also have had an increase in gas since you have gone to more grains, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. I wonder if that is just our body getting used to it, and because
remember when we did the lifestyle, we didn't have a lot of grain before.
Right.
Very new.
Yes.
Remember months ago when I had watched that woman on PBS about 35 grams of
fiber.
Uh-huh. And I abruptly increased it. I think you need to do it gradually.
Okay, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And what's happened with us is by switching this entire way of eating, and we have, some of us are eating a lot more grains than others, and I've noticed it when I've gone to other people's homes. And so I was kind of connecting it to the grains, the increase in grains. So, okay, you...
People may be eating more veggies, too. You know,
yeah.
That's what we're doing.
That's right.
So, and the fruit, yeah, it's all
but
densely fiber.
But Nancy, you've always been
right.
A raw person as far as your veggies and fruit go.
Yeah.
You've always been really, really good about that. So
I like it.
Yeah, but then if you increase your, I mean, you, what did you do to increase? You said you went to the 35 grams. Did you add grains then at that time?
No, I was adding more fiber into my shake and my oatmeal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not a whole lot, but enough that I went from like 1 1/4 scoops to 2, and immediately I wasn't getting necessarily gas, but my stomach was not happy with it.
Okay.
And cramping.
That's exactly it. A lot of pressure, and that's what the person that contacted me, that was the question that they had too, was about the pressure, because I have, and it seems that it's certain beans. Seems to be certain beans for me. The nice thing is it isn't smelly, because there's none of that meat putrid stuff in our gut anymore, so...
Jeannie gave me a way yesterday that's supposed to be easier to digest the beans. She said you boil them for 3 minutes and then soak them for 2 to 4 hours. Longer is okay. And then you cook them for 1.5 hours. And you can add garlic and onion and bay leaf or whatever you want while you're cooking them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is Blake. Can I make a comment since you're on the beans? They said, yeah, if you, this is from the nutritional study that I did, was when you do boil the beans for the first time, get rid of it, like,
right.
Get rid of that water.
Drain it first, you're right.
And then re-cook it, and that way you preserve all the nutrient without the toxic from the outside. It's got something to do with the, yeah, so that's what I kind of hear. So, yeah, get rid of the first lot of water and re-cook it.
Okay.
Boil
the 3 hours?
2 to 4, and longer is okay. You know, you can even do it overnight. And remember, they're going to pop up.
Yeah, you can slow cook them, but just get rid of the first boil water. Boil them up and get rid of that water first time and redo it.
And then after you soak them, you drain them again and then cook them for 1.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I, what I did... I did a little test on this because I've always been one who soaked their beans overnight and then got rid of that water and then cooked them. And I liked them because I liked the texture of them. And then the last time I made beans, I boiled the beans, I think, for 1.5 hours.
Okay.
And I did not like, they did, I wasn't gassy. However, I didn't like the texture of them, so.
She said there's something to boiling for 3 minutes initially,
it's
easier on the digestion.
Yep, I think that's key right there. That's something I did not do, so thanks for that hint, Nancy.
Sure. And 1 cup of beans, you need about 3 or 4 cups of water when you're doing this. The water should be like 1 inch above the beans when you're boiling them, or when you're soaking even.
So, you guys, instead of soaking them overnight, you can cook them for 3 minutes and then put them in slow cooker and then, you know, on the stock pot. Okay, the difference?
I don't know. Way, you broke up really bad there.
She did say something about a crock pot, but I don't have one, so you'll have to ask Jeannie when she comes back on the call about that one.
Right. No, I just wondered, I tend to cook them and give it the first 3 lots of, pretty much, first batch of water after boiling for 3 minutes, and I put a slow cooker and it's left overnight. So then I don't have to get it. I don't know if it takes, I haven't tried boiling them because it takes so long. So.
Okay. So you boil them, discard your water, put them in a slow cooker, and I think she said overnight.
Yeah, you just put them low, and they just in the morning.
Okay. Gee, I've got a slow cooker that I'm. I hope I can find it. I hope I didn't get rid of it when I knew.
No.
Does anybody know if you can find millet in the grocery store? I did not find it yesterday.
Neither did I. I searched for it.
Oh, I think she's saying health food, but I'm not sure.
Yes.
I saw quinoa in the grocery store, which I was shocked. But no.
No! Bulk food.
Jeannie got hers in bulk food, and when you mentioned the quinoa, I got quinoa spaghetti.
Oh.
Really?
It was delicious.
From the health food store?
I think Fred Meyer's, you guys. They've got a wonderful health food department. And I've been trying all these, you know, the different... I make a wonderful, you know, spaghetti sauce with tons of vegetables in them. I just absolutely love spaghetti. And it's nice to be able to eat it again. Although, when I started doing the spa-cabbage, you know, putting the spaghetti sauce over cabbage, when I went back... to normal spaghetti, I didn't like it at all. But the quinoa, I thought, had wonderful flavor. I liked it even better than the whole wheat.
You know what you can do, Mary Lou? Cut some cabbage into the quinoa when you're making it, and use the two of them.
Yeah, and the quinoa cooks up in 4 to 6 minutes.
And what kind of spaghetti is that? Quinoa?
Yeah, Q-U-I-N-O-A. Is it, you guys?
I think so.
OA.
But I like the cabbage with the spaghetti sauce on it, and so I've mixed it with pasta, and it really is good.
Okay. Well, I'm out of quinoa. I used it up. So the one I have left now is whole wheat spaghetti. I know I won't like it as well, but I just love the texture of it, and they recommended it for on the box. It even talked about using it like for with a stir fry, you know, so they'd be like your lo mein noodle probably. I'm going back to get more. That was a hit.
That was at the grocery store or the Whole Foods?
I think I got it at Fred Meyer's.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And
we don't have that here. Okay.
You have a Kroger's. I think they're in the same family.
We don't have Kroger either.
Oh, you don't?
The other out of Cincinnati. No, we don't. You're stupid.
Okay.
They're fine.
I think you can find it in the health food store, though, Nancy.
Probably, okay.
Yeah, because I've seen it. Fine.
Okay, does anybody have any more questions? We're here past the half hour again. We had a lot of great ideas here today. Phyllis, I think you're on the right track with your xylitol or whatever that's called. I'm going to go check it out myself, see if I can find it.
It's in sugar-free gum.
Yeah. Well, I know when I've done that, I have gotten, how do I say this, runny stool?
Some people get the runs from it. I've heard that.
Okay, well, I definitely did, so it's not an agreeable thing for me, but... And, you know, if I've cut my sugar way back to 2 or 3 tablespoons in a huge recipe, I'm not worrying about that much. And I have been using the sugar in the raw, in place of a lot of the oils, I will use my applesauce, which, you know... Unsweetened applesauce still is quite sweet.
And even natural sweets are like, you know, dates. You can soak them and grind them down. That's sweet.
I couldn't hear that at all, Way.
I said dates, for instance, dates or...
Oh, dates.
I soak them and I grind them down. I just add that in as a sweetener, you know, along with different cooking things.
Yeah, I've heard that before, dates.
Maple syrup would work also, wouldn't it?
I think that's what I'm going to try is the maple syrup. Mm-hmm. I think that's better choice than honey, huh?
Yes.
Honey comes from bees. Yes. Okay, well, Ruth certainly had a wonderful mixture of granola while we were over at the Diamond Summit last week, and I did not get the recipe, but I sure hope she's going to share it because, oh, I don't usually eat a lot of the granola, but it was wonderful.
What did she have in it? Do you remember?
She called it her peanut butter granola, but it was, of course, her oats and almonds. I guess she had peanut butter, and she had... I think it was cranberries, raisins probably.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't remember what all was.
Oh, M&M's or anything like that, huh?
Oh, no. Actually, we ate it for breakfast.
Oh.
We had it with for breakfast with, we had a lot of fresh fruit we threw on top of it. And some used soy milk, some used part of their Perfect Start drink and dumped it on. It was really, really, really good.
Hmm.
So it wasn't the sticky two granola like you see in Costco that looks like candy. It was really wonderful, healthy, good granola. It was very, very good. But again, I don't have a lot of that in my house. Maybe because I know that if I did, I'm not to the point yet where I can stay out of it.
What kind of calls?
So, I mean, she was letting me bring home lettuce and stuff, and because it was going to go bad, you know, she fed, I think, 65 people on that last day that we were there, and, oh, I can't remember how many during the week, and for the Diamond Summit, but there was a lot of lettuce and everything, and everybody left on the cruise, so I took home lettuce and mushrooms. I was hoping she'd say you had to call them the granola, but I knew that would keep. No, she would have let me if I would have asked, but I didn't. I was tempted.
You know, we recorded this call for her.
Pardon me?
We recorded this call for her.
Right. Anyway, it was delicious. And, Sally, they had very, very yummy food while we were over there.
So. Wow.
Okay, any
got it down to a good science, huh?
Pardon me?
I say she's got it down to a good science then. She's got it all figured out.
Uh-huh, and John, John, of course, you know, is a wonderful, her son-in-law just a wonderful chef, and the girls worked with him, and, really had it all together. A lot of sautéed vegetables one day. Which went really fast, but I just can't imagine cooking for that many people. But John's a real natural for that. And then we had we had healthy, wonderful salads with tons of ingredients, and there was even meat there for the people that wanted the meat. And then they had a lot of rice and good stuff, very good.
Can you imagine shopping for the food for that many people?
I think they grew a lot of it, didn't they? I know.
They have a huge garden. Yeah, but a lot of that stuff was not ready. So I think they did a day at Shopko, probably with a van.
Wow. I wouldn't know how to start. I wouldn't know how much to buy.
No, but John's got it pretty well put together, I think, that way.
Wow.
Yeah, I would be a little overwhelmed.
That's a talent.
Yep. Okay, and then there was a lot of leftovers, beans, rice, and stuff, but a lot of that stuff could have been frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you guys, anybody have any last-minute questions? We're 40 minutes past the hour, and we try to keep this to 30 minutes. I'll have a business here, too, right? Okay, let's go ahead and sign off, and tomorrow is my day. I think tomorrow's Thursday already, isn't it? So, I appreciate all of you being on here, all of your input, and appreciate all of you being so dedicated to this program. I really, really do believe that it is going to really improve your health and the health of your loved ones. So I'm glad that you're here, that you're committed, and that you're you're sharing all these wonderful ideas. So thanks for speaking up, all of you. Okay, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. I can't find my closing statement, and I forgot my opening statement. I'll get that again. I'll find that by tomorrow.
Okay, see you later. Very well.